Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series from the book of Proverbs called Adulting, where we're talking about eternal life hacks from the book of Proverbs, where our big idea every week is that wisdom is doing life God's way. One of the things we talked about is how we all need wisdom. I think if anything, this series is proving to all of us is that we need God's ways in our life, and we need to follow that. But it's hard sometimes to know what to do. You know, a situation comes up. Which job should I take? Should we move the kids out of this school system? Should we do this next thing? Should we purchase this? There are things that we need wisdom on. But you know, in the book of James, in chapter 1, it says that if we simply ask God, He is willing to give us wisdom. So then the thing is that we either sometimes struggle to ask God for wisdom or we struggle to apply it. And so that's what we looked at in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Let me read it to you. It says this, "Trust in the Lord your God with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." You know, the passage is a famous one. This is one you might see quoted on social media, or maybe your grandma had a pillow she made with that stitched into it. The reason it's so famous is because it's a really fantastic, concise way of communicating to trust in God. I think that in the same way it says, lean not on your own understanding, it's really easy to look at life, to decide what we think is best, and then we go that route without asking God or other people. We just kind of make up in our mind. And the older I get, the more I find out that when I talk to people, people are very sure of themselves. They seem to know what they want to do oftentimes, and they know what direction they're heading. And I think, man, when I hear their decisions, I think, wow, that's not very wise. But people are really wise in their own eyes. And I think that's my struggle too, that I look at a situation and I think, oh, this is what I should do. But I think what the Lord is saying is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't allow your own understanding about a situation to take precedence over the things that God is actually trying to tell you. We need to lean into his wisdom. That part about, you know, how we acknowledge him in all of our ways and he will make our path straight. I think that we have to realize that there's a wall that each of us struggle with, that we kind of don't acknowledge God in all of our ways. So it's real easy to acknowledge him on Sunday and acknowledge him for salvation. But there are areas of our life, let's be honest, we just want to kind of keep to ourselves. This is my area. You know, the way I handle relationships, the way I handle my family, the way I handle my sex life, the way I handle my money, the way I handle my job and career, my future. There are things that we just don't invite the Lord into, and it's a wall that we put up. And what the Lord is telling us here is that we need to acknowledge him in all of our ways. If he's going to make our path straight, I mean, you and I, we have a tendency to just get off path and we make crooked paths. And, you know, wisdom is doing life God's way, and we need to be aware of that wall. And then I think obviously, that last little part where it talks about our tendency to be wise in our own eyes, it's just plain pride. You know, I was talking to somebody one time who was struggling with an issue. I knew they were struggling with a little bit of arrogance, and I asked him, just point blank, you know, where are you struggling with the Lord? And the person told me that they struggle with pride. And I said, you know, that's a problem, because the number one issue for God is pride. In James 4:6, it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. You could hear a line like that in Proverbs over and over again in different ways all through the book of Proverbs. And what God is saying is that, listen, I'm not working in your pride. Your pride is the hurdle that if you don't let go of it, it's going to become the roadblock for your whole life. And to embrace wisdom, this passage, which is so simple and so often quoted, because of pride, can be the hardest one to actually apply to our lives. And I think the issue that we have to look at then is, God, you know, where am I proud? Where am I trying to do things my way? Where am I not inviting you in to this conversation, into this decision? So I just want to encourage you, wherever you're at, to talk to God. Let me pray, and then ask the Lord, you know, are there areas of pride in your life? Father, I know that deep down I want to be in control of my life, and I'm sure that most of the listeners feel the same way, that we want to be able to predict our future. We want it to be safe and healthy, full of provision from you, an affirmation from you. But Lord, deep down, we want to be in control, and that's pride. Lord, I pray that you help us to humble ourselves. Help us to invite you into every area of our life, to submit our will to yours in every area, to lean into your wisdom, and to trust you. God, forgive us when we try to take control. Forgive us when we don't trust, that we'd rather lean on ourselves than on you. God, help us to, in a humble way, even this week, just to even listen for your voice and to humbly obey it. Take a second just to submit your heart to Christ wherever you're at. Well, thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast. Have a blessed week. Take care.